Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Middle School 8th grader Callista Webb joins us on today's program to talk about a special project she aims to make a difference with for children with stays at the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
And Callista, you had a project here at Pella Middle School that you've been working on that was near and dear to your heart before you even came to the middle school. First of all, share with your listeners what you've been working on over the year that has to do with a special program for hospitals.
So last year, our church gave a reverse offering to the people of the church to do good, and I received $50, and it was about a year ago from now, and I didn't really know what I was going to do with it for a while, so I started to think about it, and then about 6 months ago, I got the idea of making Build-A-Bears for the hospital, University of Iowa Hospital. And what kind of sparked that was when I was about 7, I was hospitalized and I was given a Build-A-Bear with a beating heart. And during some of the procedures, I was told to listen to the beating heart to distract me from some of the procedures. So that's kind of what sparked my fundraiser that I was going
to
do.
And the fundraiser, you had $50, as you mentioned, to start with. What did you use that money towards, and how did you turn that $50 into more money?
Yeah, so I talked with Mrs. Lyons, which is a science and PLTW teacher here at Pella Middle School, and I asked her if I could make cookies that some of the students could purchase. And so with my $50, I bought the ingredients for the cookies. And by the end of the whole fundraiser, I made almost 200 cookies, and I had enough money to purchase 21 bears.
And how did Mrs. Lyons help you from a staff perspective? What were the things that she was able to help you with that you might not have been able to do on your own?
So she kind of had to approve the process and make sure that, you know, it was legal that I could do that. And so she kind of oversaw it all to make sure that, you know, it was working, I guess, the way that should be. So it was kind of just an adult view, so it wasn't just, you know, an eighth grader doing a whole fundraiser. So yeah.
And then cookies, where did that idea kind of stem from? How did that kind of come about?
So in the past, there's been some students doing fundraisers with cookies for multiple things. So last year, we kind of adopted someone from Sierra Leone, and we made cookies to donate to them so that he could have that opportunities with that. And so I kind of thought of that and used that inspiration to do that for my own fundraiser.
You had an opportunity to deliver the bears, or at least see the reaction. What was that like for you to see that experience and have that experience?
So it was super fun to walk in with two huge grocery bags with 21 bears and see the Dean of Child Life Specialist, to see the reaction from an eighth grader walking in with 21 bears and this story of just starting with $50 and then 200 cookies. So that was fun.
And what did they say to you? Were they very thankful, I imagine?
Yeah, they were super thankful. And there's been people who have donated bears in the past. So a year after I was hospitalized and given that bear, we donated a couple bears. And so that's also kind of what sparked that, my fundraiser. But I don't know if they've ever had 21 bears come in the door, but yeah.
As I understand it, you kind of want to be a part of the healthcare realm maybe one day. Has this kind of sparked your interest in that, or has that always been maybe a possible passion of yours?
It's always been something that I want to do. I've always wanted to be a child life specialist, which works with some of the kids going through the hospitalization. So the child life specialists, they distract some of the kids from their procedures and they help mentor them through them. And so when I was hospitalized, there was a bunch of child life specialists that were really neat people, that they were just so fun to be around, and they changed the whole hospitalization process. And so I just kind of want to make that difference.
How have you been able to prepare yourself for that? Is there special classes you're getting yet, or is that more of a high school thing, or what are the things you have to do, in your mind, to get to that point?
So one thing that I have been involved in is peer-to-peer, which I work with the special education students every Monday, and I kind of work with them with some of their schoolwork, and we do fun activities. So that's kind of gaining experience of how to work with some other people that aren't typically people who I might hang out with. So that's been a cool experience to like learn how they learn and how I can teach other different ways.
Once again, that was Pella Middle School student Callista Webb. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.